Good morning. 8:06 a.m. on September the 4th, 2017. At least one of the last 2 days I said it was August. It's not just September. September the 4th, 8:06 a.m. It's been a full morning so far. I haven't been up very long. An hour and a half or two. Got to go home and get some more breakfast. I'm starving. Starving, Marvin. No, I'm not starving. I'm just very hungry. Because I had breakfast. I had my peanut butter toast, but it was not satisfying this morning. I got a grocery running and I got the kid to work. Now I'm walking before I sit back down again, because I know if I sit back down again, that'll be the end of it. So, yeah, I'm probably going to yawn a lot just because I am totally toasted. Kid was out late last night. We couldn't go to bed until she came home. Then she had to get up again. I had to get up again. 5:30, it was imperative that I rise. I haven't even had a whole cup of coffee yet today. So I'm a little bit blinky blinky. So I did check my laptop, my new Chromebook. Thank you. It was donated to me. Appreciate that. And figured out how to get it to connect to Ubuntu without logging into the laptop. So I don't have to log into Google Plus or Google. Because the problem is that I'm not going to have access to the internet to log in at the hotel while I'm doing the presentation. Now, theoretically, I could log in beforehand, not shut the computer off, just close the lid, put it to sleep. But knowing how to bypass the online requirements for the Chromebook was quite important. That's something oddly enough, I had not considered. One of the things I like about it is that it splits two screens. So you got one screen that's the projector, and then you got one screen that's notes. And the interface is really slick. I hadn't seen this interface before. So there's notes on screen, on your screen, while the slide is showing behind you. Which should make things a little more focused. So I'm thinking about the presentation. So I got to give three of them. And one of them is going to be basically a retread of last year's. So that one's pretty much done. I need to go back and make sure I have it on the laptop. I know it's on my netbook. So I just got to get it transferred off my netbook. The other one is just an outline, a boot camp, what to do for the new authors. We have a lot of new authors who just don't seem to understand how the various pieces go together and why each of them exists and for what purpose. So, for example, which reminds me, I have to update my own website. So you have to have a website. It doesn't have to be much. It just has to be a place for people to gather. So people who know you can find your work. And that's your catalog. That's your store. That's your storefront. The fact that the actual purchasing happens in a store that's not on your website is irrelevant. The fact that most of the purchases happen as a result of that other store is irrelevant. It's important that you have a place for current events, for gathering readers and potential readers into your fold, and to put in a email subscription widget. And it doesn't matter, this idea that you blog 3 times a week on a regular basis. It depends. If you're writing nonfiction, then yeah, maybe. But marketing fiction and marketing nonfiction are two different things. And that's the problem that most people run into. That you try to market fiction as if it's nonfiction.
Good morning.
Second person I've walked past carried a coffee. I mean, I like my coffee, but I'm not going to take it on a walk with me. To be fair, he's coming back from the direction of Starbucks. He probably walked over to Starbucks and got his coffee. Now he's walking home. Frankly, I probably would have sat and drank the coffee. Would have sat and drank the coffee. To drink the coffee. I don't know, interesting. constructions. Present progressive. Continuing future actions. Get ready. Monk post. Anyway, I don't know. So I've been thinking more about Natalia Zoya. Looking for the missing piece. There is definitely a missing piece. And how much of this story I have to throw away, how much of it I can keep, how much of it is just going to be perhaps a change in venue. I'm thinking a lot about what kinds of decisions the two of them we have to make. And how, to what degree will they be the same decisions? Does Zoya want to go back and stay with her grandparents? Go back to work for Soko Mining? Or does she want to do something else? Ultimately, she's going to be incredibly wealthy at some point in time. In theory, she's going to be incredibly wealthy as heir, or at least one of the heirs, to the Yusoko Mining fortune. That's a big camper. I think it's because it's also a car carrier. It's a big fifth wheel. It looks like it must be 45 feet long. Gosh, it's huge. It looks like the size of a tractor trailer. It's not. It's not as tall. It's not as long, but it looks real big. Parked in a neighborhood street like that, it looks huge. Oh, yeah. Good morning. Morning. So here I am walking along the park. I'm almost back, which is good because I'm pooped. I almost feebed out this morning, but I didn't. I came for my walk. See if this is still putting up some hopeful blossoms. Couple walking along, throwing frisbees ahead of himself onto the sidewalk. I'm walking up to him, picking him up. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're trying to land where each other is throwing or... Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll know the right date, and I'll talk to you then.